Karen was going home, so.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so for the fast paper, what I essentially want to do is argue from the point of view that we had before, that is saying, okay, there are these two type of systems that people are debating about which one to implement and which one to adapt, and we want to just reason about the fundamental differences that they have, right? Not about specific implementations or specific issues, but about the fundamental differences, right? Of how they work,
okay,
and how they handle storage workloads,
okay,
right? So in that sense, what I plan to do is the initial image that I have of the paper in my mind is more or less what's in the chapter, right? First, look at some workloads. So one of the weaknesses that I see right now is that the two workloads that we have there are redominant workloads, right? So I'll talk to Luis or Ricardo. Well, Ricardo's going to be harder to talk to now.
Mm.
But I'll talk to Luis to see if I can get one of those other workloads that are right dominant. Yeah, right down.
You mean traces?
Yeah,
but
traces.
But all the traces are available.
Yeah, but I don't know which one is.
If you look at the paper, then you can see the
okay.
The reads to write ratios, and I'm sure those guys won't know either. They would have to go through the paper again anyway. And the traces for SRC map, IODDupe, and Borg.
Mm-hmm.
Are online, and we should probably make the ones that we use for EDD as well available.
Well, for EDT, we just use our Microsoft traces. We don't use any
of the Microsoft. Yeah. Okay, yeah. The caching versus steering, we use both FIU and Microsoft,
yeah.
So we should make those accessible eventually, but
exactly.
There's no argument there. Okay. Yeah, but if you look at the Borg paper, and all of those papers have one table,
mm-hmm.
which has the read-write statistics.
Yes.
So you should be able to know which of those workloads are read-intensive.
The thing about... I'll have to check that.
If they all have a percentage reads to write IOs.
Mm-hmm.
And is that what you're looking for? Or
Yeah, that will work.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think that the issue, some of those workloads are a little small in comparison to the other workloads that I'm running right now. Because these ones are terabytes, and those are in the order of a few hundred of megabytes. So they will fit in just one disk.
Mm.
Or, for instance, I mean, even some of them will fit in the whole cache.
Mm.
Right, so I might have to do things like running two of them at the same time or stuff like that.
Yeah, two may not cut it either.
And two may not cut it either. Yeah, I think I looked at it at some point and stopped because of exactly this issue.
So, going back to the primary message of your paper is that, well, you have two workloads that are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
They're both write-intensive? Or
read-intensive.
They're both read-intensive, right. I'm sorry. Both read-intensive, and that leads to some common properties or common conclusions. In caching versus steering.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those conclusions will change if you have write-intensive work.
Yes, they might change.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, and that's what you want to, that's why you want to investigate those other workloads.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah, but I mean, in overall terms, I the way I envision the paper is more or less how the chapter is right now structured.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So workloads, then evaluation of each of the systems by itself and looking at different parameters, and then looking at different how they behave under different workload scenarios.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a read intensive workload, it doesn't necessarily mean or write-intensive workload doesn't necessarily mean that caching is going to be less effective. Actually, it would, right? Because writes if you handle rights using...
Depending on the policy, yeah.
Yeah.
The policy has a lot more influence.
Right through versus right back?
Yeah.
Hmm. And in your case also, the policy did have a difference, make a difference, right?
Made a huge difference, yeah.
Even for these read intensive workloads.
Mm-hmm.
So, what would change if things were right, if the workloads were right intensive? In terms of your conclusions. I don't know if it's that important, because you're looking at two traces that are fairly representative, at least they are real traces, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be nice to have a, you know, trace that's right intensive. Maybe one solution is to maybe merge all the traces that we had for these papers, because
mm-hmm.
they're all read intensive, and you merge them and they'll again be read intensive.
Right intensive.
And so, does that address the...
Probably that would address it. I would have to check if it's something that will produce meaningful results.
The merging would have to be based on timestamps?
Yeah, the merging, I could somehow figure out how to
mm-hmm.
do it by the mm-hmm. time that they start or something else, right?
Yeah.
I'll figure that out later, but yeah, what worries me is it's about, I mean, how many traces we have and how long they are.
Right.
They have, because, I mean, ideally they have to be probably about a week or so.
So the...
If they're just one day, they're not going to be very useful for me.
The Borg traces, I think, are...
Those are 1 week.
1 week traces. The SRC map traces, I'm not completely sure.
Okay.
They may be 1 day traces. You can check with Ricardo and, sorry, Lewis and the IODD, you can check with Ricardo. But I thought those, yeah, the IODD traces were also 1 week, if I'm not mistaken. So you could possibly combine
okay.
the Borg and the IODD traces to get something meaningful. And even the Borg,
mm-hmm.
and each of these guys have multiple traces themselves.
What do you mean each of these? Oh yeah, you're right.
So you combine
right.
them and then you,
mm-hmm.
if you want,
yeah, probably,
if you
yeah,
want
probably
it
that
bigger,
will work.
Then you can combine across the two papers.
Okay.
And
well, actually, that more or less, that's what the Microsoft trace is. It's 32 volumes.
Hmm.
It's not just one big trace. It's composed of 32 volumes that were individually traced.
And they were traced individually and combined?
No, individually. So what I do is that I combine them.
Oh, okay. You combine them. All right.
And the FIU, it's also 7 volumes.
Hmm.
But 7 LUNs. 7
and then,
arrays.
And but you combine them manually, or?
Well, I actually had to separate it.
Oh, okay.
Because it came combined, and I had to. It wasn't easy to split it and see what the IOs for each individual volume.
Oh, okay.
I needed some actual physical information from the machine, from Eric, and all that.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I think. That's one strategy, which is to combine traces from the previous
mm-hmm.
works, which were write intensive. Okay.
Okay, yeah, so that's basically the idea that I had. So after I finish with this, I'll just try to take apart and put something reasonable in a draft, and then we can further discuss what's needed from your point of view. That you know, I know you have at least gave it one pass.
Yeah, I did. But I was thinking more in terms of the thesis.
Yes, of course. And yeah.
And the paper would have to have a stronger case
mm-hmm.
and also conclusions. Right? For thesis, yes, you can say, okay, here's what I found and report on your findings. But for a paper, you would need...
yeah.
Okay.
I
here
know.
Is what I found. Well, first of all, here is why I did this work.
Mm-hmm.
The motivation has to be strong, right? Why it's necessary, and then.
Yeah, I remove all that. We had that in the draft of the paper, but I removed it for the thesis.
Right, and why is doing all this the right way to do it, right? What is the problem? Why is solving it in this specific way the right way, right? Justify the approach, and then draw the conclusions correctly, right? That here is what we found and why they are significant. Right? So all those have to really stand out in a paper. In a thesis, I wasn't really looking for those things. But we have almost 2 months.
Yeah, we have about 2 months.
Yeah, so if we get started early, I think we can do a good job of this.
Yeah, and ideally I would prefer to have it finished before I go.
yeah, exactly. It's going to be very hard for you to do anything once you leave.
Yeah, not only because I will be moving, but...
You will be in a new role, and you know, you want to do a good job at least in the beginning, just so that people take you seriously later on, right?
Exactly.
And so, yeah, I completely understand. The good thing is that you're leaving after the fast deadline, or rather joining your work after.
Yeah, after the fast deadline, that's true.
So, yeah, so at least you can do this. And then, I mean, if you have to do revisions on the paper, there, you know, we can have someone else help you with that, one of the existing students, and make your life easier that way.
Okay.
Yeah, so really think about those major points, motivation, and see how you can present it. Motivation, the validity of the approach, and the significance of the conclusions.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, so wait for your input.
I'll give you feedback on this, and most likely I'll just give you a hard copy on Thursday.
Okay, that's perfect. Don't spend the time making it a PDF or. I can just.
The reason I didn't want to, or I didn't get involved in the PDF thing, is because I feel like my comments will be minor at this point. So.
Okay.
I don't need much space. I can just mark it on paper.
Okay.
It's easier this way.
Good. Okay, Raju.
All right.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, just send me an email.